As I mentioned, August just around the corner. August means Eka. And Eka's, what, 6 weeks away? Today there was the media day where we found out exactly what was going to be happening in Eka 2018. And our own Olympia Kwiatkowski went along to find out what Eka is all about this year.
Well, the Eka is counting down. It's my favourite time of year, and I'm sure it's plenty of yours as well. And today, the media are getting a sneak peek of what's in store for the Eka 2018. And who better to tell me all about it than CEO Brendan Christo. Brendan, what have we got in store for Eka 2018?
Yeah, look, we're 36 sleeps to go. There's so much going on at the moment, so much planning. And we've got a lot of great new things again this year. We've got some of the old favourites, of course, with our traditional competitions and traditional show foods, but a whole lot of new stuff as well. In terms of food, we've got the Taste Triangle, so that's Gourmet Plaza, and that's got all new food offerings this year. We've got the Woolies Pavilion, which has got a few new things in there, and that's all the sampling. And then we've got the old Royal Snack Bar and the Dairy Hall have been transformed into a food precinct as well. So welcome to Bowen Hills, and the Bavarian Beer House will be there during the show.
That's fantastic. We've seen so many changes around the R&A grounds, and it's great to see everyone getting involved. What about the pigs? Are the pigs back this year? Flying pigs?
Yes, the pigs are back. They're always very popular. We rested them last year, so they're ready to go for this year, and they'll be up at Stockman's Rest, which will be fantastic again.
Oh, that is good. What about today? What are the media going to be having a little sneak peek today?
Yeah, they get a little taste of everything at Eka. So we've got, of course, this year again, we've got a fantastic world-class fireworks show. So our night program has become a signature event at the end of each day, and this year is no different. So there's been a lot of thinking and investment into that fireworks show at the end of the night. Some world firsts in there. I think it's the world's first fireball vehicle, so that'll be good to see. Okay. You may not see that inside today, but you'll certainly see that at the show. And some great stuff there. Of course, this year we've also got a couple of new buildings. So the whole reason we're doing this redevelopment is to build new facilities for our competitions. So this year we've got a large animal pavilion, which will house livestock. We'll use two levels of that this year, and in future years it'll be full of cattle. We also have a purpose-built woodshop arena, so it'll be undercover for the first time ever, and that'll be fantastic as well.
Well, 36 sleeps to be exact. How can we get tickets?
Yeah, look, tickets. We've done some good stuff with tickets again. We always try and make sure we're as affordable as we can be and offer the best value possible. We've actually reduced the price of the gate tickets for families, so it's dropped down to $80 for four people. Our child tickets have dropped in price down to $20. And of course, we've held our other family ticket, which is one adult, one child, and we've held concession prices this year. If you go online now, though, there's even better deals available. So they'll be available up until the Eka starts. So some great deals around.
And what's the website?
Eka.com.au.
Well, I can't wait. I'm going to jump in there and grab some strawberry sundaes, because any chance to have more than one a year is a great year for me. And we'll see you soon. I'm sure you'll keep us updated with all of the stuff happening through Eka 2018.
Yeah, absolutely. We can't wait for the gates to open.
It's been a fantastic morning at the R&A for the Eka media launch, giving us a taste of what's in store for Eka 2018. As Brendan said earlier, it's only 36 sleeps away. Today there was a mini petting zoo, seeing all little baby animals and the baby goats. We had some rides as well, and saw a little sneak peek of the Fire Nights attraction that will be happening at the R&A at the Eka every night throughout the show. The best of Brisbane's food will also be on display, and I've just eaten my first strawberry sundae of the year. Can't wait to come back in 36 sleeps and have another one. The Eka 2018, it's sure to be phenomenal.
Thank you, Olympia. You only told us about the strawberry sundaes. You didn't tell us about the Dagwood dogs as well, which I heard that you inhaled at 100 miles an hour while you were there. Also, the wood chopping, that I love. Why do we not have wood chopping more often? Why is it just once a year? It is so popular. Why is there not more? Why don't we have a world championship wood chopping? Why isn't wood chopping, you know, twice a year? Why can't we have a wood chopping championship here that we can go and see? I love the wood chopping. You just don't see it often enough. I know it takes them forever to set the wood chopper's blocks up, but everyone enjoys the wood chop at Eka. We should have more of it. Let's organise that. Let's have a 4BC wood chopping championship or something. We have some of the best wood choppers in the world. So I also like the art at the Eka. my wife and I actually, we bought some paintings from the Ecker because you can buy the art that's on display there. And some of it is fantastic and very reasonably priced. I can't believe it would cost more to get them framed than we actually paid, you know, for the artwork. So it's still on the wall at home, some of the artwork we've bought there. So that's the two things that I enjoy when I go to the Ecker. What are yours? 1310, Olympia obviously enjoys the food. 131873 is the telephone number. Ben at 4bc.com.au. What are you looking forward to when you go to the Ecker? And I think Olympia made the point that it was 6 weeks from now.